in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Lovely Storytime introduction, lady, and happy Hawaiian Shirt Friday to you. You certainly look the part. Look at that. Well, let's see here. Today's story is titled Mutt and Jeff.
Mutt and Jeff.
Thanks, Chauncey. Well, it had been a good couple of weeks since Mutt looked in on his old friend Jeff. In fact, he'd been feeling kind of guilty about it for a day or so, and he decided it was time to just get off his duff, hop into the old rusted Chevy truck, and drive the 6 miles over to Jeff's place down the road. Well, as Mutt was driving up the long driveway toward Jeff's ranch house, through his tired old eyes, he was able to see that Mutt was looking rather down and dejected, downright depressed. Of course, this concerned Mutt, so as he pulled up in the truck, threw it into park, and started climbing out of the cab, he called out to Jeff,
"Hey, Jeff, what's a good word, pal?"
Well, Jeff didn't utter a word. He just stared off into the distance. So Mutt took a place in the old wooden rocker on the porch right next to his buddy Jeff, leaned over and said,
"Hey, old buddy, are you okay?"
"I don't know. Haven't been feeling like my usual self for the last couple of days."
Well, this took Mutt by surprise. It just wasn't like his old friend who appeared to be in such a dark, dejected mood. So being the kind, compassionate soul that he was, he said,
"Wow, I don't think I've ever seen you like this before. Come on, buddy, what's bothering you?"
"Well, think about it. You and me, you realize that our old group has dwindled down to just a few of us left? I mean, go down the list of names to the very man. All our old friends are either married or dead."
Well, Mutt took a moment to think about it, stroked his chin with his thumb and forefinger, and then said,
"You know, you're right. But what's the difference?"